story of falling down and getting back up again. It's the story of the life that has contoured people of African descent down through the years. For it is the story that is told, the history that is ours, that we are allowed to lay claim to this journey of falling and finding our way back on our feet to somehow make it to the end. It was in 1903 that the Harvard trained W.E.B. Du Bois began to write about his experiences of the journey of Black folks in religious life in his groundbreaking work simply called The Souls of Black Folk. W.E.B. Du Bois wrote these words describing for many of us the journey that our ancestors, our foremothers and forefathers were on as they were discovering more and more about what it means to have this kind of double consciousness he talks about. This way of being that allows us to be both African and American, both slave and free, knowing that we are bound by our physical space, but in God we have been set free. Are we not free? He writes that it was out in the country, far from home, far from my father's home, on a dark Sunday night, the road wandered from our rambling log house up the stony bed of a creek, past wheat and corn, until we could hear dimly across the fields a rhythmic cadence of song, soft, thrilling, powerful, that swelled and died sorrowful in our ears. I was a country school teacher then, fresh from the East, and had never seen a Southern Negro revival. To be sure, we were in Berkshire. There were not perhaps as stiff and formal as they are in Suffolk oftentimes, yet we were very, very quiet and subdued, and I know not what happened those clear Sabbath mornings. Had someone punctuated the sermon with a wild scream, or interrupted a long prayer with a loud amen? Amen. Yeah. And so most striking to me, as I approached the village and the little plain church perched aloft on the hill, was the air of intense excitement, an excitement that possessed the masses of Black folk. A sort of suppressed terror hung in the air and seemed to seize us, a Pythian madness, a demonic possession that lent some terrible reality to song and world. The Black mass formed of the preacher swayed and quivered as the words crowded to his lips and flew out in singular eloquence. The people moaned and fluttered, and then the gaunt, checked brown woman beside me suddenly leaped straight in the air and shrieked a loud soul, while round about came wailings and groanings and outcries and a sense of human passion as I have never before conceived. Those who have witnessed the frenzy of a Negro revival in the untouched backwoods of the South can